Welcome to David's Life and Observation with your host, David Welch. Today's story comes out of Idaho, where you have Ammon Bundy pretty much battling it out with Ada County. And Ammon, as pretty much everyone knows, is a constitutionalist. And he is pointing out huge areas of discrepancies with Idaho laws, Idaho mandates, and things that are just flat out unconstitutional. A lot of people are given the hubbub of, oh, well, he just flat out didn't show up to his hearing, which is untrue. He was standing outside the courthouse, but they wouldn't let him in because he didn't want to wear a face diaper. And we've gotten to the point of lunacy over the face diapers, where you have some people willing to commit egregious crimes on other people for not wearing a face diaper, and that's fucking wrong when the survival rate is 99.9% or 8%, whatever it is, to a virus that, yes, it is dangerous. Yes, it is lethal. Could I die from it in 2 weeks? Yes. But I'm willing to take the risk. I'm willing to travel and experience life and do whatever the hell I want to do without being told I can't do something or go to a government fucking place to face due process and then being forced to wear a fucking face diaper when the studies don't back up the state of emergency afforded to governmental entities to emplace or enforce a mandate. Just the science doesn't support them. Small emotional stories, yes, but the science doesn't support them. And overwhelmingly, we're being pushed to the brink of conflict over and over and over and over again over these stupid fucking masks. Whether it's, you know, a private business, I get it. You know, if it's a bank or whatever, you know, like the woman in Texas that got arrested over the mask issue. You know, a lot of people are like, well, she should have just worn a fucking mask. You know, but how hard was it for the bank to just let her do her business, give her her fucking money, let her refuse to do business any further with that bank? But here's what they did instead. They brought in a law enforcement officer, especially, which is hilarious because the attorney general just said, hey, like the mask mandates, we're done right now. But some businesses are still having that practice and still, you know, enforcing that shit, which, you know, if they want to lose customers, that's all them, which she was trying to do. She was trying to remove her money from that place and go elsewhere and find a place she wants to do business with. But what they effectively did was hold her money hostage from her over something that, quite frankly, is not going to matter in a year or two with the whole fucking face diaper thing. So what they did was they ruined a customer experience for life. No longer will that customer or other customers who feel like the fucking bank is overstepping their bounds and just not letting her withdraw her money, you know, like, I get decorum. I get you need to, hey, when I go to my local Walmart, I know they have a mask mandate. I wear the fucking mask because I want to get my shopping done. Do I force my kids to wear a mask? No. No, I don't. You know, if they want to wear a mask on their own because it looks cool with their outfit, cool, great. But do I force it on them? No. Do I ever get bugged about it? No. Have I been bugged about me not wearing a mask? No. I've done that a few times where I just tell them, hey, like, I don't have my mask. I've got other, you know, things got, you know, going on. I suffer from a breathing condition that I can't always wear a mask. And it's true, you know, like when you have, infused asthma, when you have sleep apnea, whenever you have any sort of breathing condition, you know, that is grounds for, hey, you know, you have a medical condition afforded to you to not wear that mask. Now, if the business still decides, hey, you know, we'd rather you wear a mask. We don't want to, if not, you can go elsewhere. And I can go elsewhere. There is elsewhere to go. Sometimes. Not for everybody. When the business that you're going to has something of yours, like your money, and you want to take your property back because that business no longer is ethical, or that business no longer does what you thought that business was for, and who support who they their constituents and their customer base, then you have reserved the right to go get your property. And they literally prohibited her from being able to do so within the manner she wanted. And a lot of people, like, and I just think it's hilarious that people think it is okay that if you simply do not comply 100% with every fucking rule and every fucking order out there, that you're somehow a villain, that you're somehow a bad guy, and that you just want people to be sick, which is far from the truth. But some people don't play the game of, hey, like, we're still in a lockdown pandemic situation when the science does not support the reasoning behind the lockdown in the first place. And it still doesn't. You know, every time you hear a case, you got to really ask yourself, is that hospital, is that medical professional lying? Which we have seen overwhelmingly. I don't understand how there is not so many fucking malpractice lawsuits going on. Malpractice. I mean, it's just across the board because they're labeling everybody COVID in order to get funding. It's all about the money. You could be dying of just any sort of pneumonia, bronchitis, you know, things like that can fucking kill you. And it happens every year. Like, all the deaths from the flu, pneumonia, and all these other things this last year, non-fucking-existent. All COVID. All of it's fucking COVID. And it's just a miracle to me that everything like that disappears because of a prominent no. That's not how that fucking works. Okay? It's just baffling to me. Baffling to me that we have this divide in our country. We got people so arrogant as to think they can put hands on other people simply for not wearing a mask. I'm sorry. If I'm out in public and you want to come accost me and shame me for not wearing a mask, don't be fucking surprised when I start hitting you back with the most visceral shit. Verbally, physically. I mean, when you come and I've seen this firsthand at a park where, you know, Karen is wearing a mask and walking her fucking dog, and family is playing on the set, you know, no masks on. Their kids are just going ham. And you'll have a Karen come by and just scold that fucking couple and that kid at the same time. In fact, they'll go as far as calling the police on that couple because they're not following the mask mandates. And they're not, you know, it's like, I know a huge swath of Americans would have definitely turned in the Jews. I'm talking 70-80% of Americans would have turned in their fellow Americans to concentration camps. Absolutely. Because we live in such a fucking, we live in such a state that if you go, like, there are people who have mindsets that are either part of the right fascist or part of the left fascist. Regardless of which way on the spectrum you go, fascism, when you start to dictate and control the lives of other people through bullshit, through dumb shit, from shit that doesn't even make fucking sense, that's when you fucking cross the line. That's when you've gone so far into the deep zone that you're no longer a human being at that point. You're just this fucked up thing, this fucked up entity that wants nothing but harm on other people, that doesn't fit into your fucking mold of how things should be. And we have sick motherfuckers out there like that. I mean, there are so many Karens and Kens out there that are Karens and Kens for dumb, different shit, right? Now, there are truths that can be observed and situations that come up where, yeah, you want to go to bat for that person. You want to defend them. You want to be there, not just a knight in shining armor. I watched a video yesterday that made me sick on TikTok. I was like, you could literally see this young man stalking this young lady. She's freaking the fuck out. Like, oh my God, this is like stalking me, following me for miles. Like, when you're a dude and you realize this chick's like freaking out, she's TikToking, making sure she's talking to somebody, goes to a group of people she flat out does not know because you're too stuck in your own dumb head fucking following that person and just being creepy. Like, who the fuck does that, man? Like, come on. You need to approach life with a kind of a... And he, that person is lucky they did not catch a skateboard to the side of the head. That's all I gotta say. Like, when you do shit like that, and you wonder why people hate on your ass so fucking bad. Like, it's not something that should come to a surprise as dumb for dumbasses like that, right? When they're literally stalking people and they're being creepy. Now, there are people that are out there just living life and they choose not to conform to government controls, right? So, but we have so much in the sense of government controls that they infringe on every fucking single one of our civil liberties. And the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life is code enforcement. There are videos out there. If you just watch the Florida code enforcement for even 10 minutes, you will be raging, like raging pissed watching that shit for 10 minutes because it doesn't matter what that person, what that resident of that city, that county does in order to comply with code enforcement, they'll be found at fault no matter what. Because there's no actual judge. It's a magistrate. There's no jury. So that people can't weigh in like, man, give them a break. Like, they got it done. It wasn't done exactly how you wanted, but it got done, right? And then you're wantonly issuing fines. Like, wait a minute, dude, you're a magistrate. And just because, and people are showing up under your jurisdiction for fear of violence, for fear of being raided, for fear of government fucking goons with guns coming to their door. That's why they're showing up to your jurisdiction there. But you got code enforcement out there fucking ruining lives and costing people thousands upon thousands. There's a 98-year-old lady that goes up on there. And what was ordered to be done was effectively done, but he still issued fines because it wasn't done quickly enough. Like, what the act? Mind you, this 98-year-old lady is probably on a fixed fucking income, has no fucking clue what the real bitch is about, and is just fucking sitting there trying to argue and justify themselves. But when you've got code enforcement employees paid to find anything, they violate the Constitution all the time. They will literally go on people's property. There are some things that were made plain that individual code enforcement officer, without a warrant, went on private property to locate things within the house or within that property that they would have never been able to have access to without a warrant. And they did. They didn't have a warrant, so they still got access to it because they went on to private property when the homeowner wasn't home to get their pictures and gather their evidence. That's a crime. That's trespassing at the very least. When you go on somebody's private property without a warrant to effectively issue them some sort of fine or, you know, bring them under the law, then that's a fucking crime without a warrant. You have no lawful reason to be there. You have no extra ability to go on people's property and do that. You don't. But let's get back to the matters at hand. We have the most disgusting display of racism going on right now in liberal places like fucking New York. And liberal cities, and I say liberal with the sense that, hey, these are Democratic-controlled racist hotspots, New York, Manhattan, right? When you've got Asian people, Asian Americans, you know, or people of Asian descent, or even travelers to our fucking great United States, being pelted with rocks from roving biker gangs of kids and young people because they think it's fucking cool, there's something inherently wrong with that, and it should be dealt with, right? Right? You can only do so much as a civilian. Like, you can't carry a gun in those cities to defend yourself. You can't just, you know, flat out fight a mob. Not gonna win. You can't, you know, expect NYPD to do anything for you because, you know, they got to go home at night. You know, they got to go home to the wife and kids. The only people they care about is the boys in blue. That's it, man. Because you're fucked in that sense. So what are you supposed to do? Leave? That's what they want you to do. You leave, they win. Like, I would never have dreamed that Rumble in the Bronx, a fucking movie from the 90s, would actually take place in the United States of America and have that be a fucking truism and have that be a reality. This is 2021, motherfuckers. Like, racism has no place. No place in our future. It really doesn't. Okay? Now, as far as speech and ideology goes, speech and ideas, right? There are racist jokes out there. There are stereotypes out there. There are things that are funny about certain cultures that are not funny to other cultures, or that are funny to other cultures, and it's okay to have a laugh. You see, a lot of the Latino or Latinx or whatever you want to call them, I really don't know the proper verbiage for this anymore, but you know, you'll have, you know, John Leguizamo, Gabriel Iglesias, you know, I mean, just so many good, you know, Latino comedians and black comedians and Asian comedians and Indian dot not feather comedians, or even, you know, feather comedians. Regardless, they are hilarious and they bag on their own peoples, just like white people bag on their own peoples, you know, and it is funny because everybody can enjoy the humor and the laugh of the stereotypes. Because they are common and they are, you know, there are valid stories to these things, right? So that's okay to poke fun with. But when you're extending it to the point of violence and you're extending it to the point of being anti-Semitic, or you're extending it to the point of, you know, to the point where it's harassment and vulgar and, you know, all these things, you're really losing touch with the boundaries of what you can do, right? Here in America, we have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it is said that the government can't get in that way, but they have, right? By and far, they have. There are so many laws in the books that conflict with the first, second, third, fourth, I mean, all the amendments, they really do. You know, and you have people that are okay with a certain amount of liberties being infringed upon, which we're getting to the point where it's not okay at any level. You know, when it says shall not be infringed up until this point, that's not what it says in the goddamn Constitution, the supreme law of the land. And not only that, you have an inherent right to defend yourself in a situation by any fucking means necessary. If you're a single guy, and I don't care how much martial arts you know, you're being attacked by a mob who has rocks and other damaging weapons, you're not going to stand very long. So you should be able to defend yourself to the point where you're allowed to take that other person's life in a mob situation. It could be a one-on-one situation. You need to be able to defend yourself without fear of prosecution. Now, if you're an aggressor and you get your ass handed to you, that's on you. That is 100% on you. When you're the racist, you're the bigot, you're the whatever, and it's you better not attack a gay person or a trans person in this country. Not only is there a community that's very outspoken right now, but those people are handsome and buff, and they will fuck you up. I'm sorry, but if I'm going to fight anyone in this country, the last person I'm going to fight is part of the LGBT community, because their life is a fight. They will get down. They don't even need a mouthpiece. They just say, you know what, let's knuckle up. They will square up on you quicker than any other demographic of human being. And they're okay with that. And they're going to look good doing it. Their fucking hair won't even come out of place. They will beat your ass, hand you a lollipop, and send you on your way. And that's okay. And that's okay because 9 times out of 10, you probably deserve that ass whooping. Hands down. You want to be a bigot? You want to be a homophobe? You want to be whatever in this country? Be ready to catch hands, because don't get to the point where you're disrespectful. Or, you know, hey, lodge your ideas. Say what you got to say. But, you know, if you end up not being allowed to go places because of your fucking mouth, that's on you. You know, that's just the way it goes. Now, we have free speech in this country, but that doesn't mean you're free from consequence. I had to learn this the hard way, right? You can say what you want to say, but that doesn't stop that person from whooping your ass. It does not. In fact, you know, depending on what you say, that might incite them to whoop your ass in a very aggressive way. You know, in a way that's not conducive to anybody. But again, you also have the right to defend yourself. Regardless if you're the one talking shit or not, you have a right to defend yourself. Now, when it comes to how that's going to play out in the court of law, if you use fighting words to incite a reaction from someone, they're most likely going to side with the person that whooped your ass in the first place because you were the one talking the mad shit. You were the one being disrespectful. Now, there are situations where you don't know you're being disrespectful because you may not know customs, cultures, and mores of the people you are offending. That should not be held against you. But at the same time, when it comes to the government, it's pretty fucking clear they have to abide by the Constitution. Any other law made that infringes upon the Constitution is void. So when Ammon Bundy is trying to get into the courthouse in Ada County without a mask to face the judge, and Ammon's not a young spring chicken here. He's a gentleman of some age. I mean, I believe he's in his 40s, 50s. I don't know. I know he's getting up there in age. He's got gray on his beard now. He's a stout dude. But at the same time, I mean, the sad part is he's carrying the Constitution with him. He's showing these young cops, hey, man, this is the Constitution. This is what it says. And it says nothing about fucking face diapers or that you have to wear a fucking face diaper in order to see a fucking judge. And I don't get where fucking judges get to make these extra rules. I don't. I don't understand how judges can say, no cameras in here. It's a public building with public access, with public things going on. We have a right to that knowledge. But you got judges overwhelmingly saying, no, you don't. Where the fuck do judges get their authority to tell the American people what we can and cannot see in our public building? Judges only have so much power, right? But we see this in the lower courts. The lower court judges are absolutely fucking tyrannical. They are out of fucking control. Now, do we see appellate judges and panels and circuit judges with a little bit more education, patience, and understanding? Yes. Because they have the time to review the totality of circumstances, field questions, and engage in conversation with the litigants and, you know, garner a sound judgment based upon the facts of the case, right? And I just loved, my little brother sent me a video yesterday that I saw, took place in Georgia. Same circumstances happened to me, where you had CPS, or the state, rather, who took it upon themselves to take away my kids, or take away these people's kids, without cause. Their kids effectively were stolen from them for long periods of time, without justification, without cause. And then the judge made it personal. The judge told these individuals, these parents, that, hey, it's me against you. What? I mean, our judges were the exact same. We had two, my wife and I, soon to be ex-wife. We had two judges. We had the first judge who found cause, but when we were getting the admonishment or whatever the fuck that was, I was like, what am I being admonished for exactly? What law did I break? What did I do exactly? Well, they said I was negligent because I put the state in a situation where they had to get my kids because the local PD made the false assertion that I had some sort of mental episode, which was refuted directly by the deputies of that county, who were the mental health deputies on scene, mind you. Now, my case is complex. It's been spoken about. I've published everything I can about it. All the documents, you know, it's all there. But to see this family gain some sort of validation for the hell that they were put through by the state, and for the state to really have no ground to stand on, saying that, oh, we just reserve the right to do X, Y, and Z, when in fact they don't. And overwhelmingly, that three-panel judge system, you know, sided with the family, because the state does not have extra ability to make shit up to take your kids. They don't have the extra ability to lie to the court, make things up, or do anything like that without the facts. They have to have the facts supported. Now, what's crazy about judges, something I heard that was similar in my case as in the other case, is where the family was allowed to have counsel at that very show cause hearing, that first hearing, right? They're like, okay, well, you can have counsel, but they're not here. So you can choose to defend yourself against the judge and the prosecutor. Or, you know, we take you, keep your kids for a couple months, and, you know, we'll go ahead and, you know, or here's what we can do. We can guarantee you're going to walk away with your kids for a couple months. Should you follow this, you know, our judge's order and X, Y, Z, and then, you know, kind of defend yourself against, you know, the prosecutor and the, you know, ad litem for the children. And that's what they did. They took them on, and of course they lost, because they're fighting a battle without legal ease. They're fighting a battle without legal knowledge. They were not allowed to cross-examine witnesses. They were not even allowed to gather evidence to do anything that they could that the state was afforded. Same thing with me. They said the same thing. Exactly the same thing. And I was like, well, if we have lawyers, but we, you know, we're afforded the ability to have lawyers present. We were not afforded that. We were not afforded. According to them, though, they were afforded lawyers because we were assigned lawyers that just happened to not be there that day. And I'm like, that's insane. But they said, yeah, you can wait for your lawyers, or you can try and, you know, argue your case. And I brought evidence. You know, we eventually got the video, which is a little bit later on. And it was just painful to lose my kids for 6 months over something that was the mistake of others. And it was made clear that it was the mistake of others. And, you know, it was expensive. You know, had my wife and I not been working full-time and making great money at that time, we would have been so screwed. Because we had to go to appointment after appointment after appointment with psychologists and do all these battery of tests that they made us pay for. Right? Like, they made us pay for the daycare. You know, we still had to pay my... So, the kids ended up going with my aunt and uncle in Arlington, 2.5 hours away. So if we wanted to see the kids on the weekend, we had to drive 5 hours, 2.5 hours there, 2.5 hours back on the weekend to go see the kids and spend time with them every weekend, which we did nearly every weekend, except for the weekends I had to work and Maria had to work, which is very rare for me to work on a weekend, but I had to work a few, yeah. So did I see him every weekend? No. Sometimes it was just Maria. Sometimes it was just me. Sometimes it was both of us. And it hurt. It hurt every time. But going back to my main point, like, let's do something in this country that gives us our rights back, that fights against this Gestapo-like mentality. And I really hope Karens and Kens start getting, you know, fucked up to the point where, because every time you call law enforcement, you don't know that end result. You could end up getting the father killed, one of the kids killed, one of the moms killed. You can end up getting somebody killed over something that, quite frankly, is not your business. And I'm sure it's happened. That fucking bank in Texas that dealt with that lady, they should give her fucking money back, let her clean out her account. Anybody that agrees with her should be able to fucking go in and strip their money out and fuck that bank. In fact, that's my mindset. Fuck that bank. They don't deserve customers with how they fucking treat people. You know, people are getting sick and tired of wearing the fucking face diapers. And for people out there calling for blood, essentially, every time you see somebody out in public not wearing a face diaper, you know, mind your own fucking business and stay inside. Don't go out then. Stay inside. Order food in. Order your groceries in. You know, you like having the position of, you know, fuck you, say it inside. And that's all I have for today. Thank you for tuning in.